fifth straight year that the Army-Navy game decided by a touchdown or less in the seventh in eight. But it's Army on top of Navy for a third straight season. 17-10 the final. The Black Knights get to 10 wins, taking down the Midshipmen. Jason Hornwood's back with you here in our Westwood One studios. Let's relive the 119th edition of the Army-Navy game. And really the first time in almost three decades that Army came into this rivalry with a winning record while Navy entered with a losing one. And Army won the coin toss, took the ball first, and got out to a great start. Career-long 51-yard run from speedy Kel Walker on the fourth play of the game, and it set up an opening statement.
Major movement defensively. The ball put in the belly of Darnell Wolfolk, who has room on the near left side. Into the end zone goes the quarterback, Calvin Hopkins Jr. Touchdown, Army! 10-yard run by Hopkins. His 11th rushing TD of the year, and Army takes the game's first possession for a score. 12:34 to go in the first quarter. The Black Knights a 6-0 lead.
An Army team that actually was pretty good offensively all throughout the year. You don't get to 9-2 if you're not. And what seemed to be an offensive improvement in this game, and maybe something they'd be able to do today, moving the football, that wouldn't necessarily be the case. But they also came into this game with a defensive coordinator in Jay Bateman, who was one of the five finalists for the Broyles Award as the nation's top assistant. And that defense played huge in the opening quarter.
A.B. under center takes the snap, rolls to his left, the right-hand throw into triple coverage, tip, and intercepted! Army's got it at the 20-yard line outside, to the 25, the 30, a block, and a tackle at the 32, Jalen McClinton. A.B. threw into heavy traffic, and McClinton got his second pick of the year as Mike Reynolds, on a tip ball, able to send it to his teammate.
Now, he helped preserve a 7-0 lead at the end of one. Army moved the ball down the field early in the second, but John Abercrombie missed a 33-yard field goal. So still 7-0 with 12 to play in the half, and not really much of anything offensively the rest of the first half. 7-0 to halftime. Navy had just 40 yards in the opening 30 minutes and went 3-and-out in the opening drive of the second half. Army responded, lengthy 8-minute, 15-minute drive, 64 yards. Abercrombie this time hit from 33 yards out, so 10-0. Army the lead, and they would take that advantage to the fourth quarter. On the opening play of the fourth, Army got a 4th-and-2, or at least they thought, but after a 10-minute long review, officials backed up the ball 6 inches, measured, and awarded the football to Navy. Midshipmen changed quarterbacks because they couldn't do anything offensively. Start of the fourth, it's Garrett Lewis, and he led the minis deep into Army territory for the first time.
Garrett Lewis under center, who emerged this quarter. He takes the snap, drops back, rolls to his right. He's going to keep turning upfield, stumbles with contact,
fumble,
and puts it on the ground. Army falls upon the football inside of the 5, and Army's got it. The third turnover of the game. Lewis on the quarterback keep, option right, fumbles with contact, and Army's got the football along with a 2-score edge. Jalen McClinton helped to knock it free with a furious hit, and the pile ensued. They'll peel it to see who has the football specifically. Army football confirmed. Their sideline goes bananas.
Now, you heard John mention there the third turnover for Navy, and we talked before this game about Navy being top 20 in the nation in turnover margin throughout the season. Not today. And Army, though, backed up deep in its territory. Navy got a good defensive stop, so still in the ballgame, down 10-0. Forced Army to punt on a 3-and-out. And again, Lewis came in, and Navy had a new offensive surge.
From under center, backside pressure, handoff to Perry. He zips right off the right guard, makes two men miss, bounces it out. 35-30, 25-20, makes another man miss at the 15, the 10, and he's taken down near the right sideline, just shy of the 5-yard line. A spectacular run by Malcolm Perry. Jalen McClinton was shook clean out of his cleats, and he was able to recover and ultimately make the tackle, a giant gash, first down and goal.
Really the biggest play of the day for Navy, and it led 3 plays later to a 1-yard touchdown run by Garrett Lewis, the new quarterback. So 10-7, Army lead, 7 to play, and once again, Navy's defense came up huge, forced another 3-and-out to get the ball back with 5 to go in the game. But on 3rd down, the quarterback spark, Garrett Lewis, got knocked out of the game trying to catch a pass on a trick play. So it set up 4th-and-long. The original starter, Zach Abey, back in for what would be the Wrangler highlight of the game.
Abey's under center. He's got one back behind him. Wide receiver motion. Abey fading back for his first completion. He throws, loses the football, stripped in the act of the throw. They collapse upon it. Back at the 22, it's Army ball. Kenneth Brinson as he loaded up to throw. The ball knocked down by Brinson, who collects the free football underneath Amy. Another turnover, and Army's got the ball at Navy's 22-yard line, up 10-7, 3:02 to go.
And that's our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility, everyday versatility. Try them on today. So the defense of Army again coming up huge, setting up the opportunity for the offense to maybe put the game away.
Here's the snap, the keep, the plunge, touchdown, Army! From 1 yard out, Army pierces the end zone. Kelvin Hopkins' second score of the game, 16-7, Black Knights.
That with his 12th rushing touchdown of the season, so you thought maybe ball game. No, not quite, because there's still 94 seconds on the clock, and Navy quickly drove the field to set up Bennett Mooring, their kicker, who last year in the snow missed what would have been a game-winning field goal from about 45 yards. Today, he knocked one through from 46 yards out with 29 seconds to play. So it got his team to one score, 17-10, and setting up a chance for special teams to get the ball back.
Mooring kicks it. It rolls on the near left side, and it's recovered by Army. Didn't go 10 yards, and Army's got it. Falling upon it at the 43, and that'll do it. Army recovers the onside kick try, and the Army Black Knights up a touchdown. Navy out of timeouts, 27 seconds. It's a matter of formality, and one more snap, and Army's on its way to a second straight outright CIC trophy and a third consecutive win in this storied rivalry.
The CIC, the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, they would get that formation, they would get the formality, they would take a knee, and a 17-10 final. First time Army winning three in a row in this series since taking five straight from 92 to 96. 10 wins for the Black Knights in back-to-back years for the first time ever. And they'll be in a bowl game opposite Houston for a chance at 11 wins for the first time ever. On the other side, Navy season comes to an end, 3-10, just the second losing season in the 11 years under head coach Ken Niumatalolo. 17-10 the final. Army tops Navy. We'll wrap things up when we return. You're listening to the Army-Navy game on Westwood One.